KVSC Sports, sitting down here with Brady Yost, Morgan Emmons, and Kate Kobeck of the SCSU softball team, the newly appointed captains for the 2018-19 campaign. First off, thanks for coming down. How's your guys' day been so far?
Good. It's been good.
Yeah, been great.
Awesome, awesome. And we're back here on the campus of St. Cloud. We're about a month in the school now, so you kind of have gotten reacquainted with classes, reacquainted with the athletic facilities, and we're back underway, and you guys have actually, even though we're not in the springtime yet, you've had some action underway already, a couple exhibition games. And I was actually talking to Coach Uren last week, and from what it sounded like, the voting process to get you guys captains was almost unanimous. What does that mean to have, you know, your coaching staff, your entire team backing you and realizing you guys are the leaders, recognizing you as that and looking up to you? And what does that bring for weight?
I think it's awesome for us. It kind of makes our jobs easier because we know that our team's going to be there to support us 100% of the time. I think the three of us have discussed this before. Like, you know, it's easy to, you know, look at your team and encourage them and motivate them and, you know, be a leader when you have that full support from them and you have that, you know, kind of sort of back brace, you know, as a team.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm looking forward to being captains with these two. We all kind of bring something a little bit different to the table. Mo's kind of the loud motivator, kind of in your face. I'm kind of chill, kind of calm, cool, collected. And Brady, everyone just backs Brady. You know, she kind of gets the support of the whole team and brings everyone together. So I think as a collective staff, we all bring a little bit something different to the table, and that's great.
Looking at kind of what you guys have on tap and depth-wise this year, the bullpen and just pitching in general is going to be night and day from last year because, Kate, you kind of started the year last year with a little bit of an injury. Kylie Thompson last year stepped up in a huge way for you guys early on in the year. But this year, from what it sounds like, you have a lot of depth in pitching. How big is that going to be for you guys moving into the season?
That's going to be huge. I mean, having that depth in the lineup, you know, you can bring someone else in if someone's struggling, if someone gets injured. We've got that five extra pitchers to come in that situation, whereas last year it's tough when you have someone out on an injury and then, you know, you've got Brady and Kylie for the most part left. Yeah. So this year we've got five or six pitchers, so that's going to be huge for us, I think.
Yeah, I think just from a catcher's standpoint, you know, it's exciting to see all these pitchers in your bullpen because it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Kate had a rough inning. Let's bring in the other one. And that's the beauty of the game of softball is, you know, if you want to throw two back-to-back games as a pitcher, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the cool part and what we're trying to move toward now is kind of doing that whole, all right, you get four innings, and just keeping teams on their toes.
Because
I think once you get to that NSIC level, I mean, you guys have both seen it as pitchers. You know, the batters are great. They know what to expect. They've scouted you. You know, they got you down to a T. And I think as far as that goes, we've got all these freshmen coming in. They have no clue what to expect. So I think that's the fun part. And for these guys, you know, they get to be the leaders. I mean, they're two amazing captains. And, you know, they just get to kind of lead that bullpen and, you know, kind of grab the bull by the horns and show the freshmen, you know, what's up.
And with that depth, like, everyone brings something different to the pitching circle. Like, some people have nice drop ball, some people have nice rise ball, some people have killer change ups. So just that variety is going to be nice too.
Yeah definitely. And you mentioned the freshmen that you guys have a lot. It's a pretty big class. Anybody you're super excited to see really getting some like full speed game action, or just anybody that kind of stands out from that recruiting class altogether?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody in that class, honestly, you can just see the grit through every single freshman that we have. You know, we've seen quite a few freshmen step up, you know, and just kind of come at it right away. And we have strong personalities on the team, and I think, you know, it takes a while to get used to, but that's what we need in order to go to win a national championship, and ultimately that's the goal. You know, so I think Sydney Trees brings a very strong personality to the team, and, you know, I'm excited to see what she does within her next 4 years here. And just as, like, Cassie Foy, you know, she's another catcher, and I'm super about it, and, you know, I'm excited to see what she can do in the next coming years as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I saw that this year, like, all the freshmen have worked so hard, like, in the weight room and at practices and even in the classroom. Like, I talk to them a lot about how their classes are going and stuff, and they all seem to really like classes even, and I know they're working super hard in the greenhouse, and yeah, they just try so hard at everything that they do, and it's really impressive to see.
Yeah, and they're really just an athletic group in general. Like, they, you know, they get out on the field, and it's like, wow, you guys, you know, like, they're good to go. They're ready to go, yeah. So it's great to see.
Have you guys seen any, like, big issues that you have to kind of fix before, you know, I mean, even during the winter, kind of just fine-tune some things? Because obviously nobody's going to be in mid-season form right now. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that you feel like we really need to get this, you know, tightened up come season time?
You know, I think we kind of got a good grip of everything and expectations so far. But, of course, there's always, you know, stuff to work on. Every week, coach has got something new, which is awesome. But, you know, I think we got a pretty solid staff looking out here into the future, and I think we're all excited to get going.
Thank you so much for stopping in today. It means a lot, and we'll have to make this maybe a regular thing throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah,
yeah,
thanks for having us.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you very much.